USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he supports workers and often benefits from campaign contributions from labor unions, but he said he vetoed this bill because the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. The fund ran out of money and had to borrow from the federal government during the pandemic, when Newsom ordered most businesses to close and caused a massive spike in unemployment. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican said the 45-day stopgap bill that passed with Democratic support on Saturday was the last straw. Gaetz learned overnight that McCarthy made a secret deal with Democrats on Ukraine. Gaetz says that McCarthy can't be trusted, claiming that the speaker lied to President Biden and lied to conservatives. General Motors has laid off more than 160 union workers at two plants in Ohio as the United Auto Workers strike grows. GM laid off 130 workers just outside of Cleveland and another 34 an hour north of Columbus. GM said that beginning Monday, a portion of the two plants won't have any work available and that laid off workers aren't expected to return until the strike is over. The layoffs come as the UAW expands its strike to more plants. The Department of Education is studying new ways to cancel student loans as payments begin this weekend. Federal student loans have not accrued interest since March 2020, but will begin doing so today. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is moving forward on a series of new initiatives that have been announced since the Supreme Court struck down its $400 billion student debt transfer in June. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Connecticut's most wide-ranging gun control measure since the 2013 law enacted after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting takes effect today, with proponents vowing to pursue more gun legislation despite legal challenges happening across the country. The new law, signed by Democrat Governor Ned Lamont in June, bans the open carrying of firearms and prohibits the sale of more than three handguns within 30 days to any one person, with some exceptions for instructors and others. Immediately after it was passed, the law was challenged in court by gun rights supporters. Every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert test this coming Wednesday. FEMA and the FCC have scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. You can expect your cell phone to receive an alert that reads, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." The reason for the test is to make sure all systems are prepared in case a national emergency needs to be sent out to the public. Radios and televisions will also be tested that same day, and that test will last approximately 1 minute. The Powerball jackpot climbed to an estimated $1.04 billion after no players hit it big on Saturday night, continuing a stretch of frustrated lottery players lasting for more than 2 months. The $1.04 billion jackpot is for the sole winner who opts to take the payment through an annuity doled out over 30 years. Winners almost always take the cash option, which for Monday night's drawing could be an estimated $478.2 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.